listening to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Throwback here with my show Rewind from 8 to 9. Now, my first segment tonight is called Then and Now, where I talk to you guys about some celebrities from the past and give you some information on what they're doing now and some background on them. So, to start it off tonight, the first celebrity I picked was Usher. Usher Terry Raymond IV, that's his full birthright name, started singing in a church choir in Texas, and he recorded his first songs with a quintet, actually, called the New Beginnings. His mom, though, took him out because she said it was a bad experience and she didn't want him to stay in there for too long. At 13, Usher competed on this show called Star Search, which is similar to our everyday American Idol or The Voice, where he was spotted by a representative from La Face Records, and an audition was set up for him to become signed as an artist. In 1994, Usher released his first self-titled album, where it hit the peak 25 on the Billboard Top R&B and Hip Hop Album charts. He then graduated from high school in Texas and continued his career in performing and writing music. Usher's second album was released in 1997, where his single, You Make Me Wanna, hit gold and platinum in the U.S. He then started acting in shows and movies, such as Moesha, and She's All That, Light It Up. In 2002, Usher won his first Grammy for Best Male R&B Vocal Artist and Performer for his single, You Remind Me. In 2004, Usher's fourth album, Confessions, was released, which became one of his first platinum records to hit the charts. His single on that album that hit number one was Yeah. In 2005, Usher started dating his future wife, Tamala Foster, who also happened to be his personal stylist. The couple was married in 2007, and since then they've had two kids, the first one being Usher Cinco Terry Raymond V, and Navidad Il Raymond. Those are two boys for you. So in case you didn't know, Usher was married and had two kids. Sadly, the couple was divorced later in 2009. Some fun facts about Usher is he's a vegan. I did not know that personally. So where is he today? Currently, he's a 37-year-old guest judge on The Voice back in 2013. He just released his eighth album called You Are, and he's on his world tour right now. He is personally one of my favorite artists, and now I'm going to play you a few of his songs, the first one being his first hit single called Yeah. Hope you guys enjoy it here at radio.dominican.edu.
Peace up, A-Town. Yeah. Got heavy. She had me feeling like
ready to leave.
Let's go.
And I gotta keep it real now, 'cause on the 1 to 10, she's a certified 20. That just ain't me.
Hey,
'cause I don't take that chance. She's where's it gonna lead? But what I do is the way she dances, make sure they all right.
Conspicuous and wild. These women all on the prowl. If you hold the head steady, I'ma melt the cow. And forget about game, I'ma spit the truth. I won't stop till I get them in their birthday suit. So give me the rhythm and it'll be off with their clothes. Then bend over to the front and touch your toes. I left the Jag and I took the rolls. If they ain't cutting, then I put them on foot patrol. How you like me now? When my pinkies valued over 300,000. Let's drink, you the one to please. Ludacris fill cups like double D. Me and us, what's more when we leave them dead? We want a lady in the street, but a freak in a bed that say, sure got the voice to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Ludacris got the flow to make your booty go. Take that, rewind it back. Lil Jon got the beat to make your booty go.
And welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Throwback here with Rewind. Some more fun facts about Usher. His influences musically, he puts a big reference on Michael Jackson. He says that Michael Jackson has definitely been one of the bigger role models in his life and has always been a great performer. He's sad about the loss of MJ himself, but he continues to listen to his music today. Another big influence to Usher is Marvin Gaye, Stevie Wonder, R. Kelly, and R. Kelly. So, Usher is a man of many talents. He founded his own record company called Vanity Records, where he signed artists such as Justin Bieber and Rico Love, John A. Gordon, Michael A. Gordon, Courtney Valtrice, and Robert Brent. So he's done quite a bit in his signing career. He also is a partial owner of the Cleveland Cavalier basketball team. Well, he's into sports. He's a very versatile man. He also founded a nonprofit charity called New Look, which provides young people with a new look on life and helps them to get back on the right track on their lives. So that's a little bit on Usher. I'm going to play you another one of his songs that made him popular. It's called You Make Me Wanna. This is going to be his first single that really made him who he is today. So hope you enjoy it. This is DJ Throwback here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to take a quick break and play some more Usher, and then I'll come back with my second segment called I Played With That, where I'll give you some information about toys of the past and what kids used to play with. So This is radio.dominican.edu, and I'll be right back. Here's some more Usher.
But you will always
right, and welcome back to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Throwback here on The Rewind. All right, now my next segment, I told you it's going to be called I Played With That. So I'm going to talk to you guys about three different toys today. First one is an Easy Bake Oven. Now, I had an Easy Bake Oven when I was growing up, and I think I pulled it out maybe twice, and somehow always managed to burn myself or whatever I was cooking, so maybe I'm not meant to be a chef. That might be a good thing because it's not my calling. So the Easy Bake Oven came out in 1963, and it was introduced by a lady. Her name is, Kenner, and she designed it as a working oven for her little daughter. Hasbro picked up the item in 1993 and patented it as their own. Now, an Easy Bake Oven, what it is it's a light bulb inside of a plastic container, and it heats up little food on a little metal tin. And you have a little stick that you stick into the oven to put the food into, or you pull it out with the stick as well so you don't burn yourself, but yet kids still manage to burn themselves. I know I did. Mine, personally, it looked like a little microwave, but some of the first Easy Bake Ovens actually looked like real ovens with little oven tops. And they changed throughout the years. The 2005 version of the Easy Bake Oven actually looked like a front load oven, but that one was recalled after kids constantly kept burning themselves on the front of the oven. In 2006, though, the Easy Bake Oven was inducted into the National Toy Hall of Fame. And I personally enjoyed having an Easy Bake Oven, even though my experience with it may not have been good. I'm sure other people have had a great time playing with their Easy Bake Ovens and pretending they were little chefs. So the second toy I'm going to talk to you guys about is a Game Boy. Now, Game Boy started out in Japan in 1989, and it came to the U.S. in 1990, and it's a device with a little screen on it. It has four buttons, a start, a select, and an A and B button, and some directional arrows on the side. Now, the newer models of the Game Boy had a volume control dial on the side, but those were for the fancy kids who can afford the big new Game Boys. I had my own Game Boy. It was the Game Boy Color. It was this see-through purpley color, and it was pretty cool because you can see all the little microchips and motherboard of the Game Boy. The first Game Boys, though, only came with one game. It was Tetris. That was the big thing then, back in the 90s, early 90s, was playing Tetris and getting a Game Boy from Nintendo. But when I got my Game Boy, it was all about Mrs. Pac-Man and Sabrina the Teenage Witch and all sorts of other little cool games. Oh, and Pokemon. Pokemon was a big thing when you were playing with your Game Boy. So, let's see. Game Boy has gone through many stages, and they're still around today. The first Game Boy is just called the Game Boy. Then they had the Game Boy Color, which featured the color on the outside of the Game Boy as well as on the screen. Then came the Game Boy Advance, which Game Boy changed the shape. They went from this vertical to horizontal look thing, and I had one of those. It was pink. Wasn't too fond of the color, but, you know, when we were kids, all girls like pink. So then the next model that Game Boy came out with was the Game Boy Advanced SP, which had a little flip feature. Kind of reminds me of an old flip phone, you know, like a razor or something. Then they came out with the DS, which just a bigger, fatter version of the flip phone. It was horizontal-wise, and it was really thick. I know my brother had some of those. And I remember back in middle school when they came up with the DSi, which had internet connection to it. all these kids had brought their DSIs to school, and they'd sit there and chat on them with each other across the classroom and think they were so cool. And then one time one of our teachers actually caught them with the DSI, and he asked what it was, and they blew it off like it was a video game, and he totally was clueless about it. It was pretty funny, because he was just like, oh, it's a video game, put it away. Didn't even know it was a device for communicating. Just shows how times have changed for the Game Boy. So now the Game Boy comes with this 3D SXL feature, which apparently Game Boy is now a 3D device. Ooh, fancy. And I really don't know what that's all about. It's just a really big version of a Game Boy, and everything's all touchscreen, which, like it all is now today and age, no more buttons that can get stuck or broken. So I personally liked the Game Boy back in its original version when it had buttons. You know, it's satisfying to feel buttons click under you when you're playing a video game. Now, with all this touchscreen, it's like, I don't know if that's me screwing up or the computer. All right, so that brings me to my last and final toy that I'm going to talk to you guys about today. That is a Furby. Furby were these little creature-looking gremlin toys that were the creepiest thing in the world, but little girls had to have them. I did. I had a Furby. It was a turquoise and purple. Furby is just a weird toy. It senses whenever you can move in front of it, and it like wakes up and starts talking to you. It has its own language, like you is you or why or who. It was just mind-blowing. If you actually look up Furby in the internet and go on Wikipedia, it has the Furby language on what Furby really means when he starts speaking to you. It's totally crazy. Now, Furby comes in all sorts of shapes and sizes. I think I had the medium-sized Furby. They have really big ears, and their eyes can blink, and they have like little beaks that can move when they talk. And I swear, that thing never dies. I remember back in sophomore year of high school, we were cleaning out my friend's room, and we found one of her old Furbies by accident. We just happened to swift our hand in front of it, and it started talking. Granted, she got that Furby doll back when she was like 8 or 9 years old, and the thing was still alive. I don't know how, but it started talking, and it was the creepiest thing in the world because the batteries hadn't been changed in it since like 2003 or 4, and by then it was 2010, so 7 years those batteries lasted in that dang Furby toy, and it was just the creepiest thing in the world. And so that's pretty much it for the toys today. I'll probably come on with 3 more next week, but so we had a easy bake oven that burned lots of kids and made little treats, the Game Boy that has evolutionized from buttons to touchscreen, and Furby, the toy that never dies. You're listening to The Rewind here with DJ Throwback on radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with my third segment of the night called Bring It Back, where I'm going to talk to you guys about some TV shows and movies that I think we should bring back, either on Netflix or on TV. So this is DJ Throwback here on radio.dominican.edu. I'll be right after this short break.
Say my name.
Dark Child 99.
Say my name. If no one is around you, say baby I love you. You ain't running game. Say my name. You acting kinda shady, ain't calling me baby. Why the sudden change? Say my name. If no one is around you, say baby I love you. If you ain't running game. Say my name. You acting kinda shady, ain't calling me baby. Better say my name.
The other day I would call, you would say, baby, how's your day? But today it ain't the same. Every other word is a huh, yeah, okay. Could it be that you are at the crib with another lady? If you took it there, first of all, let me say, I am not the one to sit around and be played. So prove yourself to me. I'm the girl that you claim. Why don't you say the things that you said to me yesterday?
I know you said that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's to believe that you are at home by yourself. When I just heard the voice, heard the voice of someone else. Just this question, why do you feel you gotta lie? Getting caught up in your game when you cannot say my name.
I never say that I was doing things.
Something's going down, that's the way it seems.
Shouldn't be the reason why you're acting strange.
If nobody's holding back from me,
'cause I know how you usually do.
When you're saying everything to me, don't you?
Baby, I love you.
Say my name.
Say my name.
Say my name.
Kinda
right, and welcome back to Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Throwback here on The Rewind. Now, my third segment of the night is called Bringing It Back. This week, I'll be discussing one of my personal favorite TV shows that I'm happy to say is on Netflix, so I binge watch it myself. Let's see if you guys can guess where it's from. That's right, if you guessed it, it's Friends. Now, Friends started out in 1994. That was when its first episode aired. It stars five wonderful actors and actresses. We have the lovely Jennifer Aniston, Courtney Cox, Matthew Perry, and David Schwimmer. And also Matt LeBlanc and Lisa Ludlow. Now, the five characters start off as friends, and of course, such as the show's name. Ross is the awkward paleontologist in the group. He kind of gets himself into a little bit of mischief all the time. And his sister is Monica Geller. She's the controlling OCD chef, and she happens to cause a lot of stress in the show. Then there's Ross's college roommate Chandler, who's a sarcastic joker who works in an accounting firm. And his roommate is Joey Tribbiani, the actor extraordinaire, also known as the doctor on Days of Our Lives, Dr. Drick Ramore. And his friend, Phoebe, who's more of the laid-back, hippie kind of style masseuse, they all meet Rachel Green, who comes into the first episode, and she happens to be fleeing her wedding when that happens. She is a fashionista who comes from a very wealthy family, and she happens to be cut off from her parents at the beginning of the show. And so she's kind of getting her way and living on her own for the first time in New York City, where she meets up with her friend Monica from her high school days. Now, while the first episode starts off with Ross talking about his recent divorce from his newly found out lesbian wife, and Rachel happens to walk in her wedding dress as Ross is saying, "Why can't I just get remarried?" And Rachel walks in a wedding dress. Then jokester Chandler seems to make a joke about wanting $1 million and hoping that it walks through the door because Ross's dreams just came through as she walks in. So happens that Ross was in love with Rachel back when they were in high school. And so, let's see. I found it really interesting that each episode, the title of each episode is The One Where or The One With. So I thought that was pretty cool because it's a cool way of remembering each episode title. You know, like the one with the monkey, Marcel, or the one where Joey becomes a doctor or gets a new brain or something. And I thought it was really funny that the producers decided to name the episodes based on that. Friends ran for actually 10 seasons all the way up to 2004 when it reached its end. And I can say that I watched majority of it back when I was a kid with my mom. We'd sit on the couch every Thursday night from like 8 to 9 and Friends would be coming on and we'd watch Rachel get into some trouble or Chandler make a joke and Joey not understand anything. And I thought it was always fun to sit there and watch and see whatever was going to happen in the next episode. I remember when the show finale aired, we went over to one of our friends' houses and my mom was actually crying at the end, and I was just like, I don't understand, you know, only 10 years old. I don't get why people cry at TV. But now after watching the whole series all the way through, I think I cried at the end and now I get it. Friends was a big impact on the lives of many people back in the 90s and early 2000s. All right, and this movie I'm going to talk to you guys about is Jumanji. It was one of my personal favorites as a kid, and it stars Robin Williams, who was, sadly, we lost this last year. Robin Williams' character is back in the 80s playing a board game with one of his friends named Sarah, and they start off this game called Jumanji one night alone in their house, and his character's name is Alan. He gets sucked into the game and doesn't return for another 20 years until two more kids start playing. And it's just a crazy movie. I personally like it because it's the game from hell that brings the jungle straight to you. I think that's what the tagline of the movie really should have been, because that was the entire movie, was about having the jungle inside of your house and wolves and giant spiders and monkeys and all sorts of crazy things came out of the game, and poof, they all went away right when the game ended, which is totally crazy to me because it's so real how everything came out of that game. I personally loved that movie when I was a kid, especially the part where the monkeys came out and started pestering one of the police officers because he didn't believe the kids about the board game earlier, and the monkey stole his car, and it was just one of the funniest scenes, I think, of the entire movie. I really enjoyed it. It just makes me appreciate Robin Williams as an actor even more, too, because he not only did comedy, but he did great acting in roles such as Mrs. Doubtfire and in Jumanji, where he played Alan. I give a big hoorah to the big man up there now, Robin Williams. He's an amazing actor, and I'm sorry that we had to lose him this past year. Well, that's pretty much the two TV show and movies that I picked that we should bring back. All right, this is DJ Throwback here on radio.dominican.edu. I'm going to take another short break, and then I'll be back with my third segment called my fourth and final segment called This Was My Jam, where I'll play some music that some people of my young generation here will probably know and be like, oh man, I remember that. So tune in. I'll be back. This is DJ Throwback here on radio.dominican.edu.
Give me the slip.
Give me the slip.
You hit the wall. She never had it all. One Prozac a day. Husband's a CPA. Her dreams went out the door when she turned 24. Only been with one man. What happened to her plan? She was gonna be an actress. She was gonna be a star. She was gonna shake her ass on the hood of White Snake's car. Her yellow SUV is now the enemy. Looks at her average life and nothing. In pink, even St. Elmo's fire. She rocked out to Wham, not a big Limp Bizkit fan. Thought she'd get a hand on a member of Duran Duran. Where's the mini skirt made of snake skin? And who's the other guy that's singing in Van Halen? When did reality become TV? Whatever happened to sitcoms, game shows on the radio?
Welcome back to Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. Now I'm on to my fourth and final segment called This Was My Jam. Now, the first artist I chose to showcase tonight is Fergie. Now, Fergie was known for her singing in the Black Eyed Peas. She didn't start singing for the Black Eyed Peas, however, until their third studio album in 2003. And it wasn't until will.i.am asked her to come on out and sing on the release of their single Shut Up. So I'm going to play you right now one of my favorite Fergie songs. And then I'll come back with another artist showcased on This Was My Jam. This is radio.dominican.edu. And this is...
4, 3, 2, 1...
Listen up, y'all, cause this is it. The beat that I'm banging is delicious.
Fergalicious definition, make them boys go loco. They want my treasures so they get their pleasures from my boats. So you can see me, you can't squeeze me. I ain't easy, I ain't sleazy. I got reasons why I tease them. Boys just come and go like seasons. Fergalicious,
so delicious.
But I ain't promiscuous. And if you were suspicious, all that shit is fictitious. I blow kisses. That puts them boys on rock, rock. And they be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot,
it's so delicious.
I put them boys on rock, rock,
it's so delicious.
They want a taste of what I got.
I'm Fergalicious.
Taste it, taste it.
Fergalicious, def. Fergalicious, def. Fergalicious, def.
Fergalicious definition make them boys go crazy. They always claim they know me, coming to me, call me Stacy. I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and can't no other lady put it down like me. I'm Fergalicious.
So delicious.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness. I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got. So delicious. It's hot, hot.
It's so delicious.
I put them boys on rock, rock.
It's so delicious.
They want a taste of what I got.
I'm Fergalicious.
Hold, 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 hold up. Check it out.
Baby, 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 baby. If you really want that, honey, get some patience. Maybe then you'll get a taste.
I'm a taster, taster. I'll be laced with lacy. It's so tasty, tasty. It'll make you crazy.
G to the A to the S-T-E-Y, girl, you tasty. G to the A to the S-T-E-Y, girl, you tasty. G to the E to the L-I-C-I-O-U-S to the G to the E to the
hit it, Fergie.
All the time I turn around, brothers gather around, always looking at me up and down, looking at me. I just wanna say it now, I ain't trying to round up drama, little mama, I don't wanna take it. And I know I'm coming off just a little bit conceited, and I keep on repeating how the boys wanna eat it, but I'm trying to tell that I can't be treated like clientele, cause they say she delicious.
So delicious.
But I ain't promiscuous, and if you were suspicious, all that shit is fictitious. I blow kisses that puts them boys on rock, rock, and they be lining down the block just to watch what I got.
Four, three, two, one.
My body stay vicious. I be up in the gym just working on my fitness. He's my witness.
Ooh-wee.
I put your boy on rock, rock, and he be lining down the block just to watch what I got.
So delicious.
And welcome back here to radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Throwback. This is going to be probably my final song for the night. The second artist I chose to showcase on This Was My Jam was a man, or a little boy, I like to call Aaron Carter. Aaron Carter became popular in 1997 when he released his first album, self-titled. And he became well-known from his brother, Nick Carter, who was a singer in the boy band The Backstreet Boys. So this was his first single. It's called I Want Candy. I hope you guys like it. This is DJ Throwback with The Rewind here on radio.dominican.edu.
I want candy.
wrapped in a sweater. Someday soon I'll make you mine. Then I'll have candy all the time.
Welcome back to Penguin Radio here at radio.dominican.edu. So I'm DJ Throwback, and this was Rewind here Mondays 8 to 9. I hope you guys tune in next week to catch up on more of the celebrities and see what's going to come back. So I'm going to let DJ Titania come on here and do her show next. This is radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Throwback. This was The Rewind. Have a good night, guys.